When it comes to running your own flower farm, it can be so exciting that you just want to jump straight to the part where you plant the flowers. I totally get that feeling. But there are some things you need to do well in advance before you ever plant your first flower. This is how you'll best set yourself up to run a successful business. How I got into flower farming. I'm not sure what your current work situation is or what your motivation is for wanting to start a flower farm. Although, I can assume that you might not be completely satisfied with your career and you want something more invigorating. You could be happy with your career and you just want to do this as a fun way to make some money on the side. I know for myself that I graduated from college with a major in social work because I wanted to give back to my community. I had been working for a nonprofit that helped child abuse victims for about 5 years, and I started to become burnt out. Don't get me wrong, I'm very passionate about helping children in need. Ultimately, though, I think hearing about it day in and day out did start to affect me. Office politics also played a part. I felt like we were helping less people than we could because there was always some type of office drama going on. I just grew tired of it, and I needed some way that I could de-stress. I needed something that could rejuvenate me when I was at home. So after thinking about it for a while, I suddenly realized that planting flowers would be a good idea. Flowers are beautiful, and I needed a constant reminder that not everything in this world is doom and gloom. These flowers could give me hope and help me stay focused on the bigger picture. So I naturally rushed in and bought any type of flower that I could. I live in more of a rural area, so I had a good amount of land that I could plant on. I soon became overwhelmed with more flowers than I ever imagined, and that's when I had the thought of sharing the beauty. Why not make some money so that these flowers won't just benefit myself and eventually go to waste? Unfortunately, I just dove in and I didn't know what I was doing. So I listed a lot of flowers and didn't maximize the amount of flowers I could have had due to my mistakes. I want you to be able to learn from my mistakes so that you don't have to watch some of your flowers wilt. Some things to think about. Before you rush right into planting, there are some important considerations that you need to plan out beforehand that will set your farm up for maximum success. How much land do you have? First and foremost, you have to have some land to plant your flowers on. Don't for a second think that you have to live on a big plot of land in order to be able to farm flowers. You might only live on a quarter of an acre, but that's still plenty to be able to start with. If you currently live in an apartment or want to have more land to plant flowers, think about how you could get more land for your flower farm. Maybe you know someone who would be willing to let you plant some flowers on their land. You could offer to give them a percentage of the profit or give them some of the flowers you grow. You could rent or buy the land you want to start your farm on. With either of these two options, though, it could cost you money unless you have someone that would let you build your farm on their land for free. The problem with this is that it's going to be tough to get things off the ground in the beginning, and you don't want to eat into your profits any more than you have to. If you have no other choice, then it is what it is. But if you do have some land available, start with what you have. Once you determine your land situation, you can use this information to help you determine what kind of flowers you want to plant, as well as how much of each kind. I'll cover the best flowers here later on, but it's good to think about your land size as this obviously will limit how many flowers you can plant. Where will you plant on the land? Having some land is one thing. But determining where to plant is another consideration you must carefully make. You don't want to rush in and plant in an area that's most convenient for you. You could end up planting in a bad area where your flowers might wither for one reason or another. You want to carefully consider where you'll plant your flowers before you rush into planting. Planting in the wrong area will cost you a lot of time and money, so carefully discern and consider some of the following factors.